In the 1970s and 80s, Nancy Swider Peltz became the first U.S. athlete to compete in four different Winter Olympics. When Nancy Sr. competed in the 1988 Calgary Games, her daughter Nancy Jr. was just 1 year old. Jr. would make Team USA for Vancouver in 2010, and another child, Jeffrey, would hit the ice at the tender age of two. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the program. My name is Greg Stewart, and this show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more anytime how to support the show at WWIB.com. Speed Skating Hall of Famer Nancy Swider Peltz is back with me on today's program. So your kids competed in the sport internationally, too. Dan, how do you explain this lineage of speed skating in your family?
Well, I think as with a lot of things, you'll notice in families where you have physicians and lawyers and all parents, your kids often follow in that vein because they see that, and that they see that more than anything else. And if they like it, they tend to obviously gravitate in that direction. Because I dragged my kids along with me since I was the caretaker. I hate to say caretaker, but I was the main one taking care of our kids. So I would drag them with me, literally drag them with me, and they started skating at a young age, although they were not, they did not actually, Nancy didn't start until she was 12 or 13, and Jeffrey actually did not make a decision to be competitive in speed skating until he was in his 20s. So that, but he did skate with me, and we put him on the, I put him on the rink, and he was on his skates at a very young age. And as far as talent is concerned, I think in most things in life, most things, not everything, but you can, if coached correctly, develop a person to be great. And a lot of people will look at athletes and say, ah, they're never going to make it, or there are the naysayers. Then there are the very positive people who say, yeah, you can do anything you want. Now, I don't believe that either. You cannot do anything you want because, you know, sometimes either resources or physical, setbacks, you know, you can't always achieve that. But in our family, because I was with them and I was a coach, and I feel I was very good at what I did because I was not only educated, but I was raised in a family where my father was a coach. And I consider the greatest coach ever because the number one requirement, I believe, for a great coach is the ability to develop a relationship with the athletes. And that can be a very, that can be a religious illustration as well. And my dad really taught us that was important, was relationships. And I took that, you know, to the hilt. And I think in my kids, I tried really hard. Now, being a parent coach, it was difficult because, you know, you have your parent-coach relationship that can be strained when it comes to a coaching situation, because how do you delineate between the coach and the parent? And that became blurred at times.
Sure, sure. And you coach both your kids. Now, your daughter, Nancy Jr., made the Olympic team, but son, Jeffrey, tried out 2018 and missed Team USA by 0.1 seconds. 0.1 seconds. And you felt like there was a little politicking going on there with that situation. And it was just devastating for you, and I'm sure for him too, but for you as a mom and coach. When, Nancy, you've had those times of disappointment and devastation for your kids or yourself in the sport, is God's word and your relationship with God kind of the rock that you go back to for comfort and encouragement during those times?
Well, absolutely, and no doubt. And what, how does that play out in life? How is God your rock? Well, you know, I can honestly say that I kind of compartmentalize unhappy issues in life. And I'm going to have to admit that I am not over that. And as a believer, you know, you need to realize that, you know, in the light of eternity, how important is that? But, you know, again, God gives us abilities and we prepare for them. And, you know, of course, as a human being, we're going to be disappointed. But the thing that always, when I said compartmentalize, I can be very excited and happy in life, yet I still have a side of me that kind of drags me down. And I will admit, it's not good. I've had some unbelievable friends. Even yesterday, a fellow I met at Starbucks, and he gave me a challenge. He gave me a $100 bill, and he said, every day I want you to write a verse.
Huh.
You know, about, you know, things in the past, or things you've learned, or something. And he is doing it because he knows I am still devastated about, you know, that and other things that happen in your life. And it's cool. I've had people like he, you know, who care about how you and your, how you are dealing with the things that happen in your life. And they see that maybe you aren't dealing with it right. And they come alongside of you and they care. And this is what's so cool about, and not all believers are going to do that, and not all Christians are doing the right thing. And of course not. And I'm the first, I think it's great to admit it, because those who are looking in on the church, you know, always see it as hypocritical. I think, you know, we know the church is our fourth sinners,
yeah,
you know, and we make our mistakes. And so anyways, it's these people and my faith that, you know, ultimately what is important is your, you know, faith in Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, your kids not only followed you on the ice, they followed you to a personal relationship with Jesus in their own lives, but you've led them to that decision in a little different way. I think we'll pick it up there and talk about that next time with you. Four-time Olympic speed skater and Hall of Famer Nancy Swider-Peltz back with me on Sports and Commentary. Thank you very much for taking some more time with me on the show. And we will pick up the phone and reconnect with you very soon. God bless you.
All righty. Thank you, Greg.